Well, let me just say this, if I may. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not cutting me off.
Let me just say this, if I may, because we are all directors on the board, and but there's been certain work allocated to certain committees. Let me put it to you like this.
Okay.
So it does not necessarily mean that absolves us from doing the work in other areas or anything like that. But for example, and again, I go back, and I think some of the issues that we're raising tonight would be very good, I think, very good for the, when we talk about the in-person PMD meeting, when we talk about the overlap and the work of the other committees, because there was the race and nationality policy that was adopted. Well, what's going forward with that? How can we move that forward? We have the Committee of Inclusion, which were set up to, and please forgive me because I don't have all of this in front of me to give you a neat answer to say what they were set up to do. But you do have the Committees of Inclusion, and I think one of the things with the Committees of Inclusion was to look at, the issue of diversity and then things of that nature as it pertains to each station. And then, you have the Governance Committee, and you have certain other committees that were also established, or people doing, or other groups doing the kind of work or looking into the kind of things that you all were talking about. So when I talk about the specific responsibility of this particular committee, it in no way says that, oh my gosh, the board just is not looking into these other areas, because they are. And one of the things, as a director that has been on the board 2 years and going into my third, is that many, many times, I think that sometimes the things that we take on, or what can happen with the various committees that we take on, can be so sometimes very broad. I'm not saying that's necessarily bad or whatever, but I think we have to really begin to look at how the various committees are operating, and how, some of the issues that you just raised, how they are being dealt with, and what we can do to, like I said, further what we want, further each other's goal, further the goal of Pacifica. And so, that was the kind of conversation I was hoping we could get into. So, in other words, I guess what I'm saying, I think that with the committees that we have, with the various the kind of staff, or with the things that are implemented even within the stations and stuff, I think we have enough moving parts that are supposed to be dealing with all of the various things that you brought up. But it's about now, how do we make sure that we're dealing with this, and how do we kind of work together to bring it up? Am I being clear, or do you understand what I'm saying?
Let me read this back to you, or feed it back to you, at least my understanding of what you just said. It's like, the various PNB committees have got, certainly clearly defined areas, and other areas are more gray and kind of spread out and may overlap with other committees. And, for instance, here, our committee might, or at least this particular thing about training or mandating training at the local station level, might infringe or might overlap with governance, for instance. And so perhaps this committee might, come up with a suggestion, if not a draft motion, and send that motion to governance, and either have governance carry the ball, or governance and our committee jointly carry the ball and take it forward as a motion to the full board. I know I went beyond what you initially stated, but at least did I understand? Or,
well, let me say, I don't want to use the word infringe. I don't mean infringe. I didn't mean to give the impression infringe. I guess what I'm really saying is, we need to have the conversation that we're having right now, we need to have it in a broader sense with some of the other committees that are also doing the similar work to what we're doing. That's what I mean to say.
Okay. As a newbie, could you tell me how that conversation might take place?
Well, it was supposed to be taking place at the in-person PMB meeting, January. But this is what I will propose, because this is why I had the issue about our presentation. So we were supposed to be talking about some of the work of the other committees that overlap with ours, and how we can better help each other, or even some of the obstacles that we have been, that we have come across. I mean, sometimes we can sit up and say, okay, we're going to have this committee do this, boom, 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 boom. And then you get in there and you try to do it, and you might have obstacles that you run into or things that you do not anticipate. So to really just have a very, very, very real down-to-earth conversation about, you know, where we are with our work and the help that we need to further it and how we can relate to each other. So I think that's a very important conversation. The conversation that we're having tonight, I think, needs to be a broader conversation with some of the committees, like the Committees of Inclusion, you know, the Governance Committee, and then some of the other committees, like the Race and Nationality Policy, which Bob Letteritt started to talk about on, you know, at the in-person PNB meeting. But, yeah, there needs to be a much deeper conversation about these things and about how we can really work with each other on these very important issues, you know, to I hate to sound so cliche-ish, but to advance the Pacific Commission. Because you all are raising very, very, very good points, but there are other people that are also, or other committees that are working in these areas, so we need to really have a conversation with the whole board and the various committees and really talk about these things. That's what I think we should do.
I'm willing to put together, you know, something that maybe each of us, if you're willing to, you know, none of us serve on governance, but, you know, we serve on the LSB with, you know, other directors that do sit on governance, and maybe we can take the dangers and the solutions, or, you know, proposed solutions to, you know, the governance director and say, hey, you know, maybe you can bring this up at governance or, you know, and kind of move the ball forward. Instead of, in other words, dealing one-on-one with our fellow LSB members who serve on governance instead of waiting for, you know, the next face-to-face, and, you know, that seems a little bit awkward. I mean, people are so rushed, you know, seem to be so busy, and to get, mm-hmm. you know, four or five people from this committee together with, you know, five people from that committee, that seems like a pretty major undertaking.
And I think I agree with using the informal ways to, like, in terms of, you know, talking to people, but I still think that as a board we need to have this broader conversation in terms of what the various committees are doing. And not just with committees dealing with issues of race and sexism and inclusion, but also just in general, just with my 2 years of being on the board, you need sometimes to have conversations about, okay, how are these committees functioning and what's going on and what can be done to help their work better, you know, just in general. But I certainly do think that it's really necessary to have it around these very important issues to find out what's going on, how we can better advance, and not just and I don't in any way at all mean to make it sound like the governance committee was not doing their job or anything like that. I just know that, you know, there are factors that are involved that, you know, crop up, and they have been working on a code of conduct. But we can certainly, you know, ask them more about where the code of conduct is and maybe how we can, what we can do to kind of help it along, because they're working on a broad. We just made recommended language pertaining to the areas of racism and discrimination, but they are working on a broader code of conduct as well. Did that sort of answer some of your questions?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Thank you. And I have to say, I appreciate so much your enthusiasm. Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
I'm on the phone. Why does my house always wait to get so busy when I'm on a conference call? Oh, and I can't mute because I'm there.
Right.
But anymore.
Maybe they know that you can't talk back to them, you know, they'll say.
Right.
Like, I can't yell and scream at them because
that's
I'm
right.
on the stream. It's like, oh, my gosh, did you hear that language he used? Oh, my goodness. But he told me Barack won all three primaries. But anyway, but I think some of what we are talking about is certainly a way to kind of maybe frame the, you know, the more in-depth discussion or presentation that we did not have in New York, that we could have it for the next one. And it seems like it would work right along with the anti-racism and training, you know, and it should be incorporated in that, you know, either follow it directly in terms of what are we doing, you know, how far we've come, where do we need work with, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Now, I know, Lisa, that you were all ready to roll out that two-hour presentation, so you know, there's, you know, I'm just new on the board, and I don't know that I can contribute much to your, you know, pre-prepared two-hour presentation.
Let me just say this: your questions, what you were talking about tonight, that would have been great at the presentation. So please, just, you know, I didn't even really, the word presentation is probably not the best word. It should have been a discussion.
I see. Okay.
You know, sometimes you just want to, you know, I know we operate within Robert's rule, but sometimes you want to be like, look, okay, let's just talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what's going on here.
Yes.
So it was said a presentation, but that wasn't really the correct word for
it. Okay.
Right.
But I think you, at least in your mind, you've got, you know, a good idea of what you wanted to present and how you wanted to, you know, the meeting to kind of interact, how you wanted people to interact, or you wanted that interaction to take place.
Right.
And I think you had a clear vision, you know, much clearer than, of course, anything that I might have had. So I think you're ready. And then it's up to the rest of us to chime in and you know, when and where we can.
Well, I think, like I said, I think this call tonight is really great, and especially the questions and the issues that you're raising, because it's about all of us. It's about, and ultimately, it's about Pacifica, because Pacifica is about society and making a better world. Have
sure.
In there. Now, let me just, it's going on 10 o'clock right now. I want to, one of the things, and again, well, we'll have a call, which won't be, our next call won't be during the primaries, hopefully. We have candidates in town and all that stuff. But again, I'm going to send out a very, 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 very rough draft guideline, because one of the things that I do think needs to happen, and again, if I'm repeating myself, I apologize, but
not at all.
I really think it's important that we begin to get some kind of guidelines, and that we begin to think, okay, what happened? Somebody is very upset because of what somebody said. We get a complaint to this that has been brought to this committee, or even if it hasn't been brought to this committee, what do we do? What is the process that should be in place if somebody feels that somebody has wronged them or has said something that was very inappropriate or has done something worse, you know, and it pertains to a board member? What is the process that should be in place for this person to bring a complaint, and how should these things be handled? And so, even if some of the things we talk about, we decide that okay, well, maybe this committee wouldn't handle it, I still think we need to think about a process in place. We need to really give some thought to that, and to begin. I think that this committee to begin to develop that kind of process, whether we will handle every aspect of it or not. But there needs to be a process in place. Or if somebody feels that they have been wronged or that something has not happened correctly pertaining to a board member, you know, or a director, you know, what should happen? How should this go about? And especially, most specifically, if they claim that they've been you know, offended racially or based on sexual, based on their gender, you know, what should be done? So I think we have to give some thought to at least beginning to put some procedures and guidelines, or recommend, I should say, because we can't put anything in place. We can only recommend it, and then the board will either agree with us or, you know, or not. So.
Okay.
Now, Joe, I don't know if you're on the line when I was...
Yeah, I'm still here.
No. Earlier, I had told Lisa that I had prepared a draft guideline for investigating allegations.
Oh, right.
And I had circulated that by email probably about, 15 or 20 minutes, maybe half an hour before this
yes.
began. And so, that's one starting place. You know, we don't have to all, reinvent the wheel.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. I haven't had a chance to look at it very closely, but yes.
Right.
And I will send around to you all again to make sure you get it. Like I said, something that was just really rough draft thrown out there. There was no consensus on this. We were not close to, because I don't want to make it sound like this is what the board was saying, that it should be done. But and I sort of went and looked at that wonderful Robert's Rules of Order in terms of what they said, you should do, and kind of, looked at some of that stuff. But anyway, so that's just something to get our minds at. Do any of you have anything that you would like to say or to add before we conclude?
Only, you mean this, on this call?
Yeah.
Yeah, just, maybe we can memorialize by email the action items coming out of this meeting as far as the looking at both the online training and the proposals for the next meeting and so forth.
All right, Joe, I'll be circulating draft minutes, and
okay.
Take a look, and if you disagree or if you want to add something, or
great.
It'll be kind of a work in process, but sometime within the next 24 hours, I'll try to get out some minutes to the rest of the committee for you to look at. And sometimes I go and I have a to-do list. There's the actual minutes, and then I say to-do, and then it'll say, go to the market, Lisa, number two,
right.
Pick up videotape, Joe, number
oh.
three, and so on and so
okay,
forth.
Okay, good.
I'm not necessarily promising that I'll do that, but
well,
if I get ambitious,
right.
I will do that.
No, and
it'd be useful. Maybe somebody can say, hey, I don't remember volunteering for that. Something.
No, you know. I did what? No.
Pick up.
Okay.
And one thing I'll say, that is also good. These meetings are streamed, so you do have that to go back to. If there
right.
any questions, they say, what exactly happened on that call?
Right.
And
now, I do have a question, Lisa.
Sure.
I'm not sure. Agenda item number 8, set goals for the committee for 2008. Did I miss it?
We didn't. I guess I was trying to... We didn't go over that just yet, but may I suggest that we kind of...
I mean, we can table that. I just want to make
yeah.
sure that the minutes, if
no.
we tabled it, that's one thing. I want to make sure I didn't miss something there.
No, I would like to suggest that we table it when we have, the other directors on the call as well.
Right. Yeah,
my brain is running out of oxygen right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I've been up since 5:30 this morning, so for me, it's like, oh.
All right.
Yeah. But let me just go over... just a couple of things that we did talk about doing. One of them was to send again to the governance committee, and maybe just to the whole board as well, what we had adopted last year in terms of our proposed recommendation for language to include in the code of conduct pertaining to racism and sexism. And also we were going to, our AC recommended that we seek a little more clarity about the issue of training and the training process. we're going to be submitting proposals. I will submit to you what Evelyn has already submitted to the board, and to the committee, and I will submit that as well from the emails. And Yosh, I think that you said, and I said I would also send what was sent to us pertaining to Centrio, and you said you have some information too. So any information that you have, please send. And I will be sending you. I will be sending out information pertaining to Diversity Inc. And it might be good to look into, what they have with group memberships or whatever pertaining to that. Because I think, you know, they do a lot of work which can inform us with what we do in the Pacifica in general. So. Boy, my dog was on this call with us. He's never been this noisy before. Can you all hear him?
Not really.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I'm glad you couldn't hear him. I got cats, dogs. It's like a real zoo around here.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair.
Oh, and thank you
very much for putting this together.
This was a very good call. Very, very good. I'm very, very looking forward to working with you all and making some stuff happen.
Right. Okay. Well.
All right.
Talk to you March the 4th.
And
all right. You guys.
If I can't settle for changing the world, I will settle for changing the space right in front of me.
Okay.
Good night, you all. Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right, then.
Good night, Lisa.
Okay.
Good night,
bye-bye.
Joe.
Bye. Good night. Good night.